The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I am super excited to be here with you today talking about bodies. Bodies, I love bodies. I even love my own body, which I didn't realize for a long time that that wasn't super common. But bodies are really one of my favorite topics, like one of my favorite playgrounds to play on. And I have been so grateful for the tools of Access Consciousness and all the change and all the possibility and all the creative juice that these tools have helped me to create with my own body. And just wanted to play today with what else is possible with bodies. Vital, alive, and humming. What if your body could be vital, alive, humming, humming with aliveness, humming with joy, humming with orgasmic energy, humming with possibility? And what if there were thousands of possibilities available with your body that you just have never considered? And one of the things that I love about the tools of Access is that we actually truly, like, we actually get to, uncover a lot of, like, we have these amazing tools that allow us to uncover possibilities that we've been sort of hiding from ourselves or not accessing through the beautiful, phenomenal, simple, and amazing tool of asking questions. You never have to know how something is going to show up or what it is or what it is going to be. All you've got to do is be curious and be that space of wonder and just simply ask. And so much can open up from there. So I really wonder where we're going to go today. And I wanted to actually start off by sharing a story with you of my journey with my body. I actually was a really healthy kid, and I had an amazing body and just lots of athletic capacities and things like that. And I got sick when I was about 17, and for, I don't know, a good, well, really, actually, until I found Access Consciousness, which was a long time later, like, gosh, more than 20 years later, I went through this struggle with my body. I went through a lot of ups and downs with it. And I would get sick a lot. So it started out with just getting sick a lot and then having some injuries and but just never, like, and I, what happened was I took a lot of antibiotics, and when I was in college, like, everybody was sick and it was snowy and it was just like kind of a pressure cooker for germs, and I was stressed out, and so I would get sick all the time, and then I'd take antibiotics because I didn't know better, and it really kind of destroyed my immune system. And I had a really hard time with my body in my 20s, where I literally had really severe insomnia after I had kids. I had not the easiest time getting pregnant. And once I did, I really did not enjoy being pregnant. It was really hard on my body. And after my kids were born, it was like severe insomnia and severe, like, crippling seasonal allergies. food allergies, digestive stuff. So all this stuff. And I was like tired all the time because I couldn't sleep, but then I couldn't sleep. And so my body and healing, quote unquote, my body was a huge, huge, like center point of my life. It was this huge focal point for me for many, many years. And I was willing to do anything. I did every diet there was. I did paleo, I did vegan, I did gluten-free, I did vegetarian, I did raw. Like I truly did every diet that there was. I did you know, all the crazy cleanses. I did stuff to handle my allergies and my like all the stuff that was going on with me. That was just like super far out, wacky, weird stuff. I live in Boulder, Colorado, which is sort of like a therapy theme park in a way. And you can pretty much find anybody there that does any alternative treatment. And I pretty much have gone to all of those people. and I just was really, I had such a sense a lot better that I could have more energy, that I could not get sick all the time. And even that I could, you know, at some point, get over my allergies and all of that. And it was just a sense of like, there has to be something else possible here. And I'm not going to stop until I find it. And a lot of what I was doing was looking for the answers. I was really looking for the answers of what was going to change this thing that was going on. Like what could I, like what conclusion could I make? What diet could I find? What regimen could I follow? What like thing could I do or not do or eliminate or add that would actually really take this whole world of this not that much ease with my body and change it? I was looking for answers. And I'm actually so incredibly grateful that I never found them. I never found answers. Good body, good body, good body. my body actually led me to access consciousness. And I, you know, while this is all going on, I started working with bodies. I started teaching movement and meditation and yoga. I was a body-centered psychotherapist. And so I did a lot of work with other people through their bodies and like really working with embodiment and getting people like into a greater space of communion with their bodies and awareness of their bodies. And my body was just this like testing ground in a way. Like it was just this place where I could come back to and like play and experiment and see, well, is this going to work or is that going to work? And some things really would and some things really wouldn't. And the things that really didn't work were the conclusions and the computations and the expectations and the rejections of what my body was, of what it needed, of what it required, of what was going to change, all this stuff that I had going on. And what ended up working and changing everything was when I really truly got into question and when I really truly let go of judgment of what was going on. And I let go of judgment of my body. And this is like, it sounds, in a, I mean, letting go of judgment of your body doesn't probably sound easy to a lot of people because it's not always like it's for most people, it is not an easy thing to get over. And yet there was just this, like I didn't realize how much everything that I had done before, all the diets, all the regimens, all the, I mean, I even did like urine shots. Like I did really, truly, I did everything. Like I had this crazy homeopath that would give me shots of my urine. That might be too much information for the radio show, but you know what? I don't care. Because it was, that's how desperate I was. I was just like, I have to change this. Like, otherwise I have to like, just like go somewhere else on the planet for 3 months every spring. So my body doesn't freak out because it literally would be like February. I'd start to like gear up and then it was like March, April, and May, my body would be freaking out. And it was, I hated it. It was so uncomfortable. And so I really, I was like, I'll do anything. I'll try anything, you know, but none of it was curiosity. None of it was question. None of it was, body, What do you require? What do you desire? What's fun for you? What do you like to eat? What would you like to be? How much sleep would you like to have? How much sleep do you actually require? And really getting into the space of curiosity. And so fast forward, you know, I don't know, I guess it's been about 7 years since I found Access Consciousness and had my bars run for the first time, which if you're not familiar with Access Consciousness, it's a lot of things. It's a set of tools and processes that really allow you to change anything. And change really occurs at an energetic level. And it also is very much about question, asking questions and acknowledging that there's always more that is available to us that is totally beyond what we've ever imagined before. And inviting the universe to play, inviting our bodies to show us, inviting our bodies to be the greatness that they actually be, that is totally beyond judgment. And what I realized was that this whole reality, and I don't mean, like, certainly you could say that about Western medicine. And, you know, I actually, the irony of it too, is I grew up in a family of doctors. So my whole family, they were all, you know, and they all had PhDs of something, but a lot of them were actually medical doctors and or dentists or whatever. So there was just a lot of this, like information and conclusion about the body and like, well, this is what the body does and this is how the body works and this is what happens and this is how you treat it. And it was funny because I never really bought in, like the first time I got really sick when I was 17, I didn't actually, a lot of what caused, well, what I will say what caused that illness was actually some medication that I was taking. It caused my body to get really very, very sick. One of those rare side effects that I was the lucky person to have. And so it set me up for just this sort of mistrust of Western medicine. And just sort of going, okay, well, if a pharmaceutical could actually do that to my body, then why on earth would we be taking these things? So I, you know, my approach was always natural, holistic, you know, all of that stuff. And of course I lived in a great place for it. But what I didn't realize is that even those approaches like the homeopathy and the acupuncture and the, you know, all the energy work that I was receiving and the diets and the supplements and it all still came from this sense of having, in a way, kind of like more information than the body and from this space of judgment where I was like, well, this is what's wrong and we have to fix it. And these are the, you know, this is how we fix it. This is what we do to fix it. And it was just this, like, I realized that I hadn't, even with all the work that I had done, everything that I had been choosing and creating to have more of a sense of space with my body and ease with my body, I hadn't ever really started to ask questions. And here, you know, I had degrees and I was like a body-centered trauma therapist and I led movement classes. I was really like deeply steeped in the world of working with bodies. And yet I had never asked a question, truly. And so that began this incredible adventure, actually, of going, hey, okay, if I really let go of all judgment, like if I actually didn't have any judgments at all, good or bad judgments, quote unquote, about the food that I eat, then I could actually have a real clarity around what is true, around what my body would actually desire. If I didn't have judgments around, you know, how much exercise I needed to get every day or what I needed to do every day or how much sleep I needed to have or whatever, then there would be so many more possibilities that would be available to me beyond those judgments of what I had decided was right and wrong. And so when people ask me, you know, cause I mean, you know, I did do some crazy stuff to try to get over everything that I had going on. And when people ask me, hey, you know, like, what did you do? Like, how did you get rid of insomnia and allergies and all this stuff? Like, it was sort of like, in a way, sort of this chronic fatigue, like chronic, not diagnosed chronic fatigue, but just this chronic tiredness and sluggishness. And it was, and I will say now, what did I do? I actually got out of judgment. I got out of judgment of my body. I got out of judgment of my food. I got out of judgment of all things related to the body, and started having a space of communion with my body and asking questions in a really different way. And, you know, one thing I will say is, that I actually just turned 47, and a lot of people are like, "What? You're 47?" Like, they don't believe it. And I actually do have the point of view now that my body gets better every year, like, and every day, like that it, and that it can, like, not from, again, like a fixed point of view, but like a sense of like, no, it's actually really possible for me, for my body to actually get greater every moment of every day. So that age doesn't really, it's not really a thing in my world. It's like somebody said to me the other day, "You're 47 and you have two kids." And, you know, they were like, "I thought you were like 27. and I have the point of view that, I mean, when it's not even the point of view, it's like my body is way happier, way more alive, way more vital, alive and humming, than it was 20 years ago. And the only thing really that I've done different is get out of judgment of bodies, of my body, of food, of all that stuff, of the conclusion of how we've decided bodies need to be handled, and get into a space of curiosity and of communion and of question with my body that is completely different. So we're at our first break. I had no idea I was going to tell that story even, and how long I was going to talk, but about that. I mean, here I am. It's just me. So I knew I was going to talk for an hour, but I want to go more after the break into what else is, like, into some of the tools that I use and some of the things that, just some questions and some invitations for you to start to play with a really different space with your body. So some more pragmatic tools and processes when we come back. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hey guys, psst, psst, over here, get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order, like, your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out-of-the-box.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio today. We are talking about bodies. I love bodies. Bodies are far, far, far more brilliant than we know, than we acknowledge that they are. Our bodies have incredible capacities. And I was saying before the break that, you know, one of the capacities that my body has and one of the points of view in a way that I have is that my body could actually get greater every day, that it doesn't go through a process of degeneration and aging, but it actually becomes greater as I let go of my points of view, as I let go of my judgments and my conclusions and my computations of what my body is and what it's supposed to be and what it's not and what's possible and what's not possible. It opens up this space. And if you look at it, like, imagine that you have, just look at it like a relationship, like any relationship. So you have your relationship with your body, and you have your relationship with, you know, a partner, and just look for a second at how you talk to your body, how you interact with your body. Some of the things that you might say to your body, and they might not be totally spoken, but the things that you say to your body, what is all of that? And, what would it be like if somebody, like, say you were in a relationship with somebody, or maybe you are, what would it be like if that person had the same level of judgment, the same level of quote unquote negative speak, right? Not being unkindness, let's just say unkindness, the same level of judgment and unkindness with you that you have with your body. Would you be in a relationship with that person? Would it be fun? Would it be something that would expand your life? Probably not. And if you were forced to be in a relationship with that person, you might shrivel up, you know, you might get sick. You might create a lot of things that would actually, you know, be sort of an attempt to get out of the insanity of that situation. And what if it's really no different with your body? Like, your body is its own, it has, you know, it's its own energy, like, and you are more than your body, and that what you are and who you are includes your body. But it's like your body is this, it's in a way just like a, you know, like a tool, and I mean, that's like a whole other conversation that I'm not going to go into, but of how you can actually experience this reality, like a vehicle for experiencing this reality and experiencing not just this reality, but planet Earth and being in the physical world. We are, you know, it's like, here you are, it's you and your body, you know, and if you are that unkind with your body, if you are that judgmental with your body, is it actually any fun for either one of you? I mean, let's just play for a second that there's you and there's your body. Is it actually fun for either one of you to have this sort of abusive relationship? Probably not. So everything that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, punch, shirts, boys, men. And if you don't know what that was that I just said, it's the excess consciousness clearing statement, which just is like a delete button for lots and lots of unconsciousness. And it really allows you to go beyond what you've decided is true and right, good, perfect, and correct about your life, and into a space of possibility, which is what we're shooting for here. So one of the first things I would invite you to look at in regards to your body is, how much judgment do you actually have? And I don't just mean like judging the shape or the size of your body, which is something that so many people do. I mean, it's really, in a way, sort of a very dominant energy, you know, on the planet, is just that energy of intense judgment toward the body. And certainly a lot of people know what it's like to judge the shape or the size or the appearance of your body. But what if you judge how it functions? What if you judge what's wrong with it? Like when I was going through my whole journey of healing my body and having more ease with my body, it was like a huge part of it was actually really recognizing all the judgment that I had brought to it, and actually really getting clear on, wow, like when I make it, like when I have symptoms that are not comfortable, or I can't sleep, or I, you know, have this thing going on, it's like I judge whatever that is because I've changed this. But at the time it was like, I somehow have decided that, that there is something wrong with it. Like there's something wrong with my body. There's something wrong with these symptoms. There's something wrong with these circumstances. And if I just judge my body and the circumstances enough, then I'll change it. Instead of just going, oh my goodness, this body is amazing. This body is incredible. I am so grateful. And what else is possible here? Like, what else can I choose? What else can I create? What else can I be? What other gift and contribution to my body can I be? And when you're functioning from that space, you're actually really, you are getting out of judgment of your body. Like you're getting out of anything that you decided is wrong about it or with it. If your body wasn't wrong, no matter what's going on, like say you've got an illness or you've got, you know, something that's not working for you with your body, what if it wasn't wrong? What if it was just your body's, like a way for your body to actually have a dialogue with you, create a dialogue with you that's different, like a request of like, hey, you know, maybe there's a different possibility here. And what if you didn't have to judge what was going on with it? What if you also didn't have to judge what you were putting into it? Like, what if you didn't have to judge your food as right or wrong? There's so much judgment and so much control in regards to the body. So everything that is, and everywhere you've made that vital, valuable, and real, we destroy it and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Yeah. Because that, it's amazing to me to see now, you know, with that sort of like the clarity of hindsight, how much the only thing I ever really needed to do, and I spent tens of thousands of dollars on all the, you know, holistic remedies and stuff. The only thing I ever really needed to do was to actually get out of judgment of my body, get out of judgment of my food, get out of judgment of, you know, everything I had decided was wrong about it. So everything that doesn't allow that to be your reality, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So, and the thing about judgment is that it's really, it's a different energy than we think. Like it's, I mean, certainly when you're like being mean and unkind to your body, yes, that's judgment, right? But judgment can also be like, I need to have 8 hours of sleep in order to feel good. That is a judgment. That there's no question there. There's no, hey, body, tonight, when it's time to go to bed, will you show me? Will you just let me know when it's time to go to sleep? And then whenever you would like to wake up, we can wake up. Like there's no, like there's an invitation there. There's a space of curiosity. And if you look back to that example of a relationship, it's like, what would it be like to be in a relationship like that? Where it's like, hey, you're actually beautiful and perfect the way that you are. And I am so grateful for you. And I'm not going to tell you what's best for you. I'm not going to decide what's best for you. I'm going to invite you to know what's best for you. And I'm along for the ride. If you want to get up, if you want to eat something weird and wonky or, you know, whatever, like, that's cool. We can do that, you know, and I'm not going to judge it. And the way that that alone has changed my body is absolutely, like, beyond what I ever imagined was possible. So look at where you're judging your body. Not just the size and the shape of it, although that is a very large area of judgment, but also look at what are you judging about what you eat? What are you judging about how much or how little you exercise? What are you judging about your sleep? What have you made wrong about your body? And the way that your body functions or doesn't function in a way that you've decided is the best way for you. And everything that is times a gazillion, where you destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all name, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah, so this is sort of like, that was basically kind of part one in a way. It's like, you've got to get a sense of, hey, there's a much greater possibility here, and I can't actually access it unless I go beyond the judgments that I've decided are so true and real. And then there's this space of creation, and there's, you know, of course, there's millions of things I could say about the body, and there's all these different places and spaces we could go with it, because it's actually quite a huge topic. But if we look at creating this space of vitality, of aliveness, this vital, alive, and humming energy with the body, this space of like, I am so happy to be alive. there is a really different space of choice there, of creation, of curiosity, of just wondering what is actually true for you and what is true for your body. And because the thing is that our bodies have capacities to go and to be way beyond this reality, like way beyond this reality. And meaning to create, like for me to go, well, I'm not going to do acupuncture anymore. I'm not going to do, and it's not even like I'm not going to do that anymore. It's just like my body hasn't asked for it in a very long time. So I don't do it, but just to go, okay, like I'm truly going to be in this dialogue of what else is possible, and, let go of all the things I was doing and the supplements I was taking. And, you know, if you looked on the surface, you would say my diet is crappy now compared to what it used to be. But I am so much happier and so much healthier, have so much more vitality and aliveness than ever. So what if none of it actually really had to do with your body or with like what is like eating right, good, perfect, and correct, or, you know, like having that, like the having it down, like to where you're like, this is what I need to do in order to have a healthy body. But it really was just this space of like communion, you know, curiosity. Hey, what's body, what is possible here that we've never considered? And our bodies, so many of us have bodies that literally were designed to create. Like they actually have an awareness of creation beyond this reality. Our bodies are of the physical world, and they have information and they have awareness about creating in the physical world. Money is for your body. Money is actually, you don't require, if you don't have a body, you don't require money. So, you know, you, the being, don't actually require money. All the money that you have is for your body. It's for, if you look at it, it's like, what do you eat? What do you wear? Where do you live? Where do you travel? It's all, money is, it's a way to play and engage in the physical world in a really different way than most people have ever considered was possible. And so if money was a contribution to the body, what contribution could your body be to the creation of money? What does your body actually know about the creation of money? What does your body know about creation, period? What are the possibilities that you have never considered with your body and what it can be and what it can do and how it can change? And if you're willing to start to get really curious about that and dive in and explore that space, there's so much crazy, weird, wild possibility that will show up in your world. And talk about vital, alive, and humming. Talk about a body that is beyond this reality. Talk about a body that knows possibility and that has a sense of how to create something really different. When you allow your body to show you, it can show up to do that and be that in a way that you may have never expected. And so what curiosity can you be with your body? What invitation can you be with your body to create more? What can you, what playground can you step on with your body of like, hey, body, like, here we go, you know, this is what we're doing. And what, and like, what do you know about all of this? And when, what questions can I ask you? And what else is possible here that we've never considered? And if you were going to eat anything today, like, do you actually desire to eat? And if you do, what do you desire to eat and how much of it? And where should we go? And what would be fun to wear? And just really starting to get curious and be an ally with your body and have a sense of communion with it in a very different way that starts to actually take the reality of that and make it more substantial in your world and give you a totally different space that you can live from. So we're at our second break. We will be back in just a moment with our final segment. This is Heather Nichols on Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, 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 guys. Psst, psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. So, where to now with these beautiful bodies that we have? If you weren't judging your body for what it looks like, for how it performs, for the shape of it, for the weight, for the size of it, if you weren't judging the food that you put in your mouth, if you weren't judging that you had to do this right and this not wrong, and have the right healthcare regimen and have the right exercise regimen and have the correct sleep regimen and. If you were not judging everything and totally micromanaging yourself in regards to your body, what would actually be possible? What could you actually create? And this to me is, again, just to go back to the story that I shared in the beginning, this right there, all of those things is what changed my body so, so, so dynamically for me, to where it actually is, I enjoy my body. It's fun to have my body. It's fun to have it as a playmate and a creation mate and to go, hey, like, where would you like to go? And what can we, you know, what can we create? And so one just fun example, I'm in Rome right now and, I'm pre-recording this show. Actually, when it airs, I'll be flying home. And I flew here today. And I just asked a question that, see, the thing is you got to ask questions that you wouldn't normally ask. Like asking different questions opens up different awareness, different possibilities with your body. So I asked when I was getting on the plane, hey, what level of ease is actually available here with traveling? Like how much dynamic ease can I get to roam with? And what would it be like if every single molecule of the airplane and the seat and my body and my clothing and the sky and the, like everything, every single molecule of the universe could actually contribute to my body? And I have to say it was the easiest. Like it just felt like this super smooth, like zoop. I got on the plane and then I was in Europe, you know, and then I was in Rome and then I was at my apartment and it was like, ah, cool. And my body feels great, actually, you know, a little sleepy, but great. Really, really good. And, but the thing is, I didn't have points of view that, oh, travel is so hard on my body. It's going to be so hard. And, you know, actually like really, but I also chose to ask questions and, you know, do things for my body, like that, you know, make it happy basically. So, I, you know, just like not eating when, you know, everybody else eats on the airplane, or I'm not a big fan of airplane food, or just like giving it, you know, water when it was asking for it, just giving it whatever. And it's not even about like, oh, having the healthy food or the good food or the six glasses of water, because that's all a judgment. All of that is a judgment. What does your body actually know? What does your body know about what's possible? And something like that. And that's a really simple example in a way of just going, hey, what would it be like for all of the molecules of the universe to contribute to my body, to contribute? So right now, as you're listening, lower your barriers, even if you don't know how, or you don't think you know how, or you have no idea what I'm talking about. Just ask your barriers to drop. And what would it be like right now, if you invited all of the molecules of the universe to contribute to you, to the molecules of you, to your body, to your cells, to your molecular structure? What would it be like if you invited all of the molecules to contribute to you? What could you actually create? What could you actually create? And now, what would it be like to include your body in creation? Right? It's like if your body was a place and a space where you could receive so much contribution from the universe, from all of the molecules around you, from, you know, the chair that you're sitting on or the clothing that you're wearing right now, or if you're in a car driving, you know, maybe it's the steering wheel on your hands and the seat underneath you and your foot on the gas pedal, like the windows of your car or the windows of your house. Like, what if all of those molecules could contribute? Like, there's a wealth and an abundance with that space that actually our bodies love. Our bodies love. It's the sense of like, oh, I actually get to be part of this universe. I get to be part of this planet, of this earth. I don't have to separate from everything. And that's really what our judgments do, is when we engage our mind and when we're in judgment of what works and what doesn't work and what's right and what's not right and blah, 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 blah. We're actually, our mind is a humongous barrier. We're putting up barriers right and left to the world, to the universe, to what we could actually receive. And that is just, it's not that much fun. And if you look at creating money, creating wealth, creating business, creating anything you'd like to create, a different reality with your body, a relationship, a different sexual reality, all that, judgments will get in your way so dynamically. And then the thing is that your body knows so much more about creation than you have ever allowed yourself to know and to receive. And what can your body actually receive with all of it that you've never considered before? So let's just play with creation, which is basically the sort of overarching topic of this particular radio show, not just this one, but like, you know, today, but like over time, that's what I love to play with, is the energy of creation. How much do you exclude your body from what you can create in the world? And what does your body actually know about it? And what would it be like say you wanted to create like a certain reality in your business or a certain amount of money in your world, what would it be like to ask your body to show you what it knows about that, to show you what it knows about creating in the physical world? What would it be like? And this isn't, you know, this is neither meant to be woo-woo nor vague. but the thing is that when you play with these tools, it's this request. There's this request that you have to be willing to make, and you have to be willing to be the chaos that allows it to show up. So the request of like, hey, body, like, I don't even know. I don't have any inkling at all of what it would be like to include you or to actually create with you. I have no freaking idea, but I'd love to know. I'd love to have a sense of it. So will you show me, universe? Will you show me what is possible with my body? What are the thousands of possibilities that are available with my body that I have never considered? And as you start to ask, new awarenesses start to pop up, new spaces of perceiving, new choices, new possibilities, different contributions from the universe, from the quantum entanglements of like how everything gets created, starts to actually emerge. And what you start to create is very different than anything that you've ever created before, and very different than anything that you could ever create with your mind and your brain. So anytime your mind is in the equation, you're eliminating possibilities. Anytime you're in question and you're going, huh, I wonder, what else? Body, show me, what else? Anytime you're in the curiosity of that space, you're just constantly inviting new energies, new possibilities to come into your world. And then your body, like, then what is it like to have to go, like, to allow your body to receive that, to allow your body to receive the beauty of what you create, to allow your body to receive, like, you know, the lovely, like, if you're creating more money, say you're creating a business or more money, it's like, then what do you get to use it for? What do you get to create with it? Like, perhaps a beautiful home, or, you know, a lovely bed to sleep in, or beautiful clothing that your body loves, or delicious food or wine, you know, things like that, where the body then is so engaged in the creation of everything. And again, it's not a linear, like, here's the 6-step process to create with your body. I suck at that kind of stuff, because I don't think it could be linear if I tried. But the body just starts to, it's just this inclusion and this acknowledgement of actually, like, sort of what you're creating for and with and as, and like, and allowing your body to receive the magic and the miracles of that. This is just such a cool and different and fascinating conversation to me. I just love that, like, so many of us walk around, you know, it's sort of like neck up, you know, like, we don't, like, so many people don't even acknowledge that they have a body, let alone include it in creation, let alone have the point of view or the awareness of, like, I could actually create in a totally different way. Like, I could actually have a body. I could enjoy having a body. I could include my body, you know, I could create a completely different reality, totally beyond this reality. But you've got to acknowledge that you have a body. Otherwise, you're just sort of like, do you have to do everything to maintain the unawareness of your body, to maintain that sense of like, I don't have a body, I don't want a body. and so when you start to, where was I going with this? Body, what else would you like to say? Just that it can be so much more fun. Like, our bodies can actually be incredible, like an amazing playground of aliveness and vitality and like juiciness and like pleasure and Like, there's so many different possibilities that are available with our bodies, even just cultivating the consciousness of our bodies. Totally different world, totally different playground. And I've done before a few times now, more than a few, 5 days of creation, adventure, let's just call it an adventure, where we take 5 days and we literally just play with a topic, like a particular topic. And it's like, we have a call a day with me where you can come on, you can ask questions, and it's about creation, but it's about creation with a specific topic. And we did one, we had close to 100 people in between Christmas and New Year's doing 5 days of creation with chaos, like from chaos, of creating from chaos, the energy of chaos. And it was so amazing and it was so much fun. And these calls, it's just a place for you to come and actually go, all right, I'd really like to create more. So, you know, what's that going to take? And joining into a group of people that are excited to have daily conversations of creation over a five-day period. So we're going to do one coming up here in, I'm trying to pull it up right now. I think it's, I'm so brain dead. It's April. It is April. When does it start? It starts, I can't even find it. It starts April 6th. There we go. Or something like that. It looks like it starts the 6th. Yes, it starts April 6th. And we're actually going to play with 5 days of creation with your body and wealth and bodies, creating wealth with your body, creating wealth from your body, the wealth of your body, the wealth of embodiment. So really playing with that energy of wealth and embodiment and creation and. And I'm really excited. The thing that I love about these adventures is that I have no idea whatsoever where they're going to go. None whatsoever. And I love that. That's just so much fun for me because it's like, bring your body and let's play. Let's figure out what we can uncover, what we can discover, what we can have and be together. I'm just also trying to find the link for this because I am so brain dead. The link is heathernichols.com/wealthandbodies. So it's 5 days of creation, wealth and bodies. And it's $75. It's so cheap. A 5-part telecall series with me for 70, or no, it's actually 70. I lied. I couldn't read. It's $70. So, you know, it's like $13 a call, which is like very cheap. Very cheap. So come and play. 5 days of creation, wealth and bodies. heathernichols.com/wealthandbodies. And I wonder what you and your body and we and our bodies and all of the possibilities that exist in our worlds, I wonder what we could actually create together if we really started to ask very different questions. So thank you so much for being here today. Enjoy your body. Whatever you do, go forth and enjoy. And we will be back with you next week for more. This is Heather Nichols on Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.